I believe in miracles.
Don't say people. I'm doing business here, man.
I don't want anybody tells you words and ideas can change the world.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
90% of what you're saying ain't coming out of your mouth.
From failing, you learn.
From success, not so much.
Keep moving forward.
Welcome to the Small Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Jeff Randolph. This small business podcast is brought to you by EAG Advertising and Marketing. We're going to talk about marketing, and we're also here to celebrate entrepreneurs. We have marketing news and advice that business owners can use to keep moving forward. And this week, we sit down with Kenny Ellison. He's a photographer, storyteller, and creative, and we'll learn he's even more than that. But first, we've got a quick marketing tip as part of this complete breakfast. For today's marketing tip, we're continuing our series on how to prioritize your marketing. And I want to quote Glengarry Glen Ross to start this out, not because it's about sales, but it's about the ABCs. A, always, B, B, C, testing.
A, always, B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing.
All right, I know. C is for closers, just like the coffee. But I'm switching it around because you should always be testing. Testing helps you prioritize your marketing while you're marketing. What you can't do is be satisfied with a marketing program and just keep hitting repeat. You always want to be looking for that thing that gets you just that much more of a result or response rate or conversion. You always want to be testing some variable in your marketing. And there's a leaky bucket theory that comes into play here too, and I know we've talked about that. And if the bucket has holes in it and you keep filling it up, the water still leaks out and you will eventually run out of water. At some point, some variable in your customer base is going to change. It could be an algorithm change. It could be the audience ages out of your product or service, or your members or customers could pass away and you're targeting an audience that is getting smaller and smaller as they go along. Or they start searching for products in your category using a totally different search term than they used to search for it. Or they start preferring a competitor because of a specific feature, either a perceived feature or a real feature. If you're not testing on an ongoing basis, you might miss a change that leaves your bucket empty. So, what are we testing? You don't have to be broad and sweeping in your testing. And we're not saying that you need to test a new social platform or new magazine ads alongside what you're already doing. If you had enough budget to go into a completely different tactic, you should probably just include that tactic in your marketing mix. Now, we're starting small here. Test a different image in your ad creative each month, or test a new way to phrase your copy. The AI that's built into most of these tools in our industry do a lot of that suggesting for you already, so just say yes to testing that variation. Test copy points for a new benefit that you don't talk about as much. Test a new keyword. Test something small within the channel that you're already in to see how that goes. The next month, test something else. And do all of that testing with a small portion of your budget. You know, whatever works with your ads, you don't want to put that at risk with something new. We're looking for smaller indicators here. If you take 10 or even 20% of your media budget on a platform and test something new, you'll see a positive impact, and then you invest a little bit more into that because it worked. Or you don't, and you move on to a different thing. If it continues to work at scale with your bigger budget, you've just improved the bottom line. And if not, test something else next month. ABCs, A always, B B, C testing. I am joined on this segment of the show by Kenny Ellison. Kenny is a photographer, storyteller, creative. You're also vice principal at Northeast Middle School in the KC Public School System. So many hats to wear. Kenny, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you. I wanted to have you on the show. We can talk about all kinds of things, but I wanted to talk about photography for a minute because you bring a lot of passion to photography. To give a sense of just how much passion you have around this, you traded your PlayStation games for a camera lens. Now, do you just hate playing PlayStation games now, or does it say that much about the passion you bring to photography?
It says that much about compliance with my wife.
See how that is.
My wife, once I started picking up the camera, my wife was just like, hey, you know, it's either one of the two. You know, you're not getting to bed till midnight, so it's either one of the two. It's either PlayStation or photography. And, you know, since she bought the camera, I figured that
you know, this is a good safe choice
for
you.
This is a good safe choice.
And, and maybe it brings some income in, and your PlayStation career wasn't, you weren't going to end up on Rocket League whatever.
I wasn't, but, you know, the funny thing about it is, like, my siblings, my two younger brothers, and I have another younger cousin, who we're all within the same age range. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say they're about 5 years younger than me. We're all like this group text, and they're talking about, you know, the new game, the new update, still to this day. And I'm like, ah, boy, they're like, well, Ken, we know that your wife isn't going to let you get a game. So.
That's right.
So I'm currently advocating for one right now as we speak, and it's not, look, I don't think that this interview question helped me at all.
Probably not. Yeah, she doesn't have to listen to this show. It's something you can choose to
I'll
share.
Just fast forward through this part.
That's
right.
Right. So we talked about you a little bit, but it was all nice. Yeah. No. When the wife says you have too many hobbies, you pay attention to that. That's an important thing to pay attention to.
That's right. That's right.
Let's talk about your photography, because we will link to your portfolio in the show notes as well. So I'm looking at it. Do you have a particular style? How would you describe your work? Because it looks like you very seamlessly move between like lifestyle work and business branding. Like your images look spectacular. Just no matter what style that is. So how do you describe
that. It? I appreciate that. Photography is an art form for me. I still look at it as an art form. Mm-hmm. I was taught by an old school photographer who said that photography is the play of lights. Oh. You know, so yeah. Capturing the eyes and, you know, capturing a smile from across the room. You know, so looking here at your beautiful, spacious studio and how the way the sun is like beaming on you from this side, you know, you can just kind of tell a story from it. So like you said, I appreciate you for identifying that it is a storytelling art form, but you know, that's where we're at with it.
Yeah. I appreciate you looking at the light coming in. I mean, now I'm self-conscious.
Yeah.
I know. How do you approach a creative challenge? Because when you, I'm trying to think about what goes through your mind and how you think about it. Because you've been hired by H&R Block and J.E. Dunn and Dick's Sporting Goods, and I'm just name-dropping a few names there. When you start that creative process of capturing a moment, what's going through your mind? How do you begin that process?
The first part of it is asking them about their vision. So asking them, you know, specifically, what is your vision? A lot of times I tell people like, hey, this is my set style. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're looking for someone who can give you like sitting on a roll of money with, you know, with the Mercedes Benz in the background, I'm not that guy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But hey, this is my set style. Mm-hmm. I'll do some research on trying to find like the best angles and the best, you know, lighting or the best, you know, to kind of mirror your vision and meet us halfway.
Yeah. Is there a difference when you're looking at something that's a very, you know, business brand kind of thing where you're doing brand work versus something that's, you know, I'm shooting some lifestyle stuff at an event and I'm trying to capture that person from across the room in a moment that's, you know, just kind of perfect.
Yeah. It kind of goes back to the original component. Mm-hmm. You know, what is their vision? You know, some people have a vision of just like, hey, I just want it to be very like plain. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, hey, this is vanilla yogurt, you know.
Right, serve. Right. I just need this in.
Bam. Right. And I'm just like, well, you know,
I'll give you that.
Do we want to like spray some sprinkles on it? Do we kind of like want smoke coming from behind? You know, so going back to it originally, like, what is your vision? Creatively thinking about that. And then also just like, you know, creating art, because at the end of the night, you know, I'm the one who's, you know, digging in deep, doing the editing, reviewing the image, you know, was the label right?
Yeah,
was that person's smile right? Okay, hey, I identified earlier that person, you know, had a pimple on their left side of the face. So I'm going to work the room and get on this side. You know, so just kind of incorporating and adding all those things together, you know, kind of creates the art form.
Scouting that out, man, that's a lot of things to think about. What is the best advice that you've got? And this could be, you know, business advice. This could be personal, either one. But if you were sharing some advice.
There's two things that I think about. And one, One comes from my uncle, and he says, "You're too young to mess up." You know, you're too young to mess up, and you know he's still saying that to me. He's 83 years old. You know, knocking on the door. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he's just like, "Hey, you know, you're just too young to mess up." You know, so I really captivate on that. And the other one is moving from faith to faith. You know, a lot of people say, you know, "Hey, I'm in faith for, you know, this radio or this podcast, you know, to be a syndicated podcast, national syndicated podcast." You know, "Hey, I'm moving from faith to faith each interview or each time I'm able to present," you know, so you just adding those little things up. Mm-hmm. So those are the two things I kind of operate in life, you know, just, you know, you're too young to mess up and, you know, just move from faith to faith.
I want to get to the meaning of that. You're too young to mess up. That's not saying, look, don't mess up. You're too young to get it wrong so soon. Or is it really just like, "Hey, don't worry about it. You've got a lot of time, you know, in the future to get it right."
Yeah. Just, "Hey, you know, hey, we're going to get better." You know, I was a former athlete. I was saying earlier that, you know, came from the Langston University, HBCU. Shout out to the HBCU.
That's right.
So Langston University played their national championship last night, right? But you got to realize, you look at their trajectory. Last year, they were 23-4. Mm-hmm. The year prior to that, they were 1-23. So, you know, for those kids who came in as freshmen, right? You know, they came in as freshmen at 1-23. Their sophomore year, they're 23-4.
Yeah.
Their junior year, you know, they are fighting for a national championship.
Right.
And you know, you look at it, you look at that case and example, and you say, "Hey, you know, did I waste my life?" You know, and it's just kind of like, "Hey, man, you're too young to mess up." You know, just, you know.
So a lot of road still left in front.
That's
of you.
A lot
You've
of
got
roads.
A lot of road.
Yeah.
This is not the end of the world.
Yeah.
You can get there.
Yeah.
I know you wanted to shout out some important people in your life. So first, go ahead and do that. Let's give you some space to shout people out.
I want shout out to my barber, to my ice cream store. No, I'm just,
let me tell you, if you thought your wife was upset about this whole PlayStation thing, yeah.
Yeah, I know. She always sends me memes about me irritating her. But most importantly, my wife. My wife and children. My wife of we're at 11 years marriage, 14 years together.
Mm-hmm.
Huge shout out to my wife. She had two beautiful children for us, and that's Kennedy and Kenny and Kenneth Alexander, you know. So and you know, just really all of my mentors in life who just really helped me move, right, from faith to faith.
Right,
you know.
Right.
Even thinking about old Mr. Terry there, you know.
Theo Terry,
yeah.
Engineer. That's right.
Yeah. Thinking about Mr. Terry, you know, Mr. Terry was like a staple in our community growing as kids. And now that I'm in education and I'm like, "Hey, Mr. Terry, you know, hey, I need this or I need that," you know, those type of people, you know, always kind of pop up in your life. And you just got to be thankful for them, you know, whenever you are able to like continue to like build relationship with them, not only build relationship with them, but partner and, you know, grow from it and move forward. So, you know, I can go on and on and on, both in like photography, real life, church, school, you know, community.
Well, yeah. And that's kind of where I wanted to go with the question, because the role of having that support system, cause you are an entrepreneur, you've got a photography business that, you know, it looks great. Everything, you know, you're working that hard. You can tell, you're also vice principal at Northeast Middle School. So that's an entirely different kind of hat to wear, right?
Yeah.
And then you've got the family as well. Talk to me about that achieving a work-life balance and having that support system at home, all those people you shouted out.
Again, you just really can't say no to them. You can't say no to any of those people, you know. I say all the time that prior to being an administrator, my wife financially supported my lifestyle of being a teacher, you know. So I was an educator, and working in public education is not a lot of money, you know. So, you know, someone has to support you. So,
right.
You know, there's coaching, there's after school projects, you know, we had children, you know, young children. So you think about those things and it's just like, you know, when the wife says, no PlayStation.
Get rid of the PlayStation.
Or she says, you're folding clothes. Yeah, no.
You fold the clothes. Yeah, no, totally
yeah,
agree.
Yeah.
Having that balance is really important, and being able to focus on the important things and putting your time and attention into the things that can get you somewhere.
Yeah. Right?
That's a great thing. Kenny Ellison, I am about to take you into the lightning round. Are you ready for the lightning round?
I'm ready.
Well, let's find out. The lightning round rules are simple. It's shorter, kind of soundbite questions, and you have no way to know anything that I might ask from this point on. We've probably talked about topics of questions before this. Now, you're just all on your own. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. What's the best part of your education job? What at the end of the day, you get done and you're like, man, I made a difference today.
Seeing the smile on a kid's face.
Oh, yeah?
Like, yeah. Like, super big smile. Hey, I accomplished that. You know, I tell people a lot of times that deep down inside, I might cry. You know, I'm a crier deep down inside, but it's more like a, you know, I don't know, you know.
You hold it back publicly
I hold it back publicly. But it's just like, you know, that moment when you see a kid smiling or they like accomplished that one thing or, you know, their goal finally came true.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me switch it up a little bit. What's the best part of your creative job? The photography side.
Again, just kind of going back to like, the success of, you know, someone like creating a post for their birthday and they're just like, hey, you know, you don't know the backstory until they're creating this like long post alert. And it was just like, oh, just got done fighting cancer. And then, you know, just like,
and then this was the photo shoot that we did afterward.
Like, what? She was fighting cancer this whole time, you know, so, you know, that part of the creative.
Do you have a favorite project that you've worked on the photo side?
I always love taking pictures of my children. Mm-hmm. That will always be my favorite. I will say that like have you heard of the 90 Day Fiancé couple that's here in Kansas City?
I've heard of 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay. So
I should probably stop talking about it at that point and go, I don't have any other knowledge about it.
Right.
This.
Yeah. Well, I didn't either. So it's a couple, they're 90 Day Fiancé couple, had no idea who they were. They just booked a session. Mm-hmm. We'll meet up at the library. I'm just like, okay, you know, so they didn't add any context. I didn't gain or request any more context. We take the pictures, but I'm starting to see that there was like a lot of handlers that were there. Like the gentleman had a handler, you know, the lady who was there, she's in like full Muslim garment, you know, hijab and everything. I'm like, I don't know, you know,
yeah, best friends. It's a shot, yeah.
You know, they're giving her water and patting her down. And I'm just like, you know, so I was just like, what's that all about? And they were just like, oh, yeah, you know, that's the 90 Day Fiancé couple. And I was just like, 90 Day Fiancé, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, then it was like, you know, then communicating in text messages back and forth to the young lady, and she was just like, hey, just letting you know, these pictures are going to be on E.
Yeah.
On E! News, and, you know, I was just like, Entertainment Tonight, and I'm just like, what?
Then, you yes, know? I would like photo credit, please, and here's my link, and...
Right, and the Instagram, like, popped up when, you know, I remember, it posted, the followers gained like 800 followers that day. I was just like, what? This is cool.
And that just kind of happens.
Yeah. And then I ended up like having to like do my research to find out who these people were. And they were like, the husband was a total jerk. And I was just like, that guy, he was so cool. Bilal, he was just like so cool. Like we was dapping it up and, you know, but I didn't know.
But you don't know? Yeah, because you don't have any of the context.
I had no context. But like, yeah, Bilal and Sheeta, shout them out. Good friends. Like I said, I work over in the Northeast community, so I work with a lot of students, female students who wear hijabs, and I had her come to the school and talk to, you know, girls and stuff like that. And, you know, Bilal's a real estate agent, and, you know, we chit-chat on Instagram and text message, seeing each other at the game. And, you know, so it's like those kind of projects are cool, especially, like, when you can break down the barriers of like, hey, this is just a job or whatever the case may be.
And leverage it for success on all your other hats that you wear. Do you have a desert island food, something that would be the one meal you could eat for the rest of your life?
Man. Shrimp, chicken, fried rice.
Oh, no, that's not a bad way to go. I get it. I understand it.
Extra egg, extra green onion.
That's and very specific too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
With hot sauce though.
Like a traditional, like not a Japanese kind of hot traditional sauce hot or sauce. Chinese hot sauce.
Traditional hot sauce. Like I had it one time in Atlanta. Sauce. Yeah. No, like hot sauce.
Oh, like hot sauce. Hot
yeah.
Sauce.
Like
okay.
Red hot Louisiana.
Oh, Louisiana. Absolutely.
Yeah. Texas okay. Pete's. Yeah.
I get you. Mm-hmm. You know, we caught up with you at a Chamber of Commerce, small business event, where we saw you there. What do you get out of attending that kind of networking community gatherings? Do you go in there trying to accomplish something, or are you just there to see what happens and meet people?
Go in there to see what happens, meet people. Build relationship, build community, finally able to put like some names with faces, mm-hmm. like, you know, like you all, putting some names with some logos and like, oh, okay. And then also just really finding out, you know, does their personality match their brand as well?
Oh yeah. Interesting.
You know, so,
interesting.
You know, so just, you know, and then doing the two and two and, you know, say, hey, you know, I take pictures. If you want to take pictures, you know, and you're all like, hey, we do interviews if you into that kind of thing. So
yeah. I noticed on your portfolio at 3shotsphotography.com, we'll link that, you list that you are a husband, father, photographer, creative. Is that a very intentional order? Or
yeah.
Yeah, that's it's you can bank on that being the
yeah.
right order.
Yeah, yeah. You can't have one without the next. You know, husband first, you know, my wife bought me my first camera.
Yeah,
that became as a result. You know, her buying me a camera was because I was taking pictures of our daughter every moment I possibly could. You know, and the wife said, I can't take pictures, then I can't go.
Right,
you know,
right.
If the wife is not willing to watch the kids, you know, if I'm not, you know, if I'm in a shooter slump, I'm mm-hmm. going to take pictures. You know, of the kids, you know.
And I'm hearing that those are the favorite kind of pictures that you take. And mm-hmm. it is fascinating to like look at the kinds of clients that you have
yeah.
and how absolutely down to earth you are on. No, I mean, I love taking pictures of the kids. That's what I'm in it for. And you just like, it is so nice to hear that and see that.
Well, you gotta rephrase that. Look, I love taking pictures of my kids.
Right. your kids.
I like taking pictures of my kids. You know, family photos are fun,
mm-hmm.
but boy, when you have like a family of like mother, father, and they have like four kids, it is like straight
wrangling a cat. Yeah, wrangling, just herding cats like, as much you as know, you can. Yeah,
and you know, you will see the mom is just like, she's smiling the whole time, she's like smacking the kid, shut up, Jonathan. And the dad's doing one of these, you uh-huh, know, so uh-huh. you know, so like. Yeah, so that's one thing.
That could be it. I was one of the takeaways I had from there was a keynote motivational speaker that I saw one time, and this guy was a photographer and also wanted to climb Mount Everest. So like, you know, had a nature photography kind of thing, and he one of his big pieces of advice for the crowd was that you have to do your own legwork. You have to do your own scouting so that you know the difference between a shot at 7 o'clock and a shot at 7:01. Right.
Yeah.
And the difference between those two. And it was, you know, really powerful to look at that with the two pictures side by side and go, yeah. And if you're not right there at this spot, it's not going to work. And you said a few things earlier about, you know, capturing the light coming in and hitting somebody across the room. What is the most important prep for you when you start, you know, either working an event and taking pictures or, you know, working with a couple that happens to be, you know, famous from reality TV or whatever the case may be?
Right.
What how do you approach that from
I mean, that guy is spot on. Like, it's crazy that he says that, because in my phone, I have a certain gallery of my phone of where I drive around and take pictures of locations.
Yeah.
And I also have it timed of like, okay, I know this side of town is going to be real shady during the 5 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. This is cool. So like, you know, and then also just doing my research as well of knowing like, hey, if this person, if they want natural light, they want natural light, but their time frame is only, you know, 3 o'clock. Okay, cool. I got to go to this.
Here's where we need to be.
So really just doing your homework and your research. And then you also, you know, even including like with the like flash photography and all that kind of stuff. So it's really important. That guy was like really spot on when he said you have to do your homework. You absolutely have to do your homework. And the other thing too is that I like to watch the young kids as well. Mm-hmm. So I'll dig into a young kid's Instagram page real quick.
Oh yeah.
You know, so a kid from like, I'm really following this photographer. I can't even think of the kid's name, but he's out of Savannah State. Mm-hmm. So that's like what, Georgia or something like that. I don't know. So, but he is like the midnight photographer.
Oh, okay.
How's he doing it at midnight? Absolutely, I have no idea. But he's like killing it. So, and I'm watching everything he's doing, you know. So just following people and doing your homework, doing your research.
Inspiration. Yeah. There's so much more that goes into a creative job and being prepared. Luck favors the prepared, right? It's that whole thing. Kenny, I'm going to take you out of the lightning round. And where can people find you? Where would you send them if they want to know more?
Well, threeshotsphotography.com is my website. Mm-hmm. Threeshotsphotography.com is my website. And I can be found on all of my social media platforms under the name Kenny Ellison. Kenny, K-E-N-E-Y, Ellison, E-L-L-I-S-O-N.
All right. Kenny Ellison, photographer, storyteller, creative. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
And that is our show. Thanks to our guest, Kenny Ellison. And thank you for listening to the Small Business Miracles podcast. Remember to subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating and review. Drop us a line on the website at eagadv.com if you have any thoughts. Until then, we'll be out here helping entrepreneurs with another Small Business Miracle.